KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear. We have 17 degrees in Atlantic, looking for increasing cloudiness today and a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. And in area news this morning, a man and woman from Red Oak were arrested on assault charges early this morning. According to police, 29-year-old Billy Lynn Leeper and 24-year-old Tara Jasmine Hoffman, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at a residence in the 100 block of B Street. Just after midnight, the pair were charged with domestic abuse, assault, and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where they were being held without bond. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Two women were injured during an accident Thursday afternoon on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2007 Chevy van driven by 19-year-old Diana Cabanas of West Covina, California, was traveling west on I-80 near the Anita exit at around 2 p.m. when the van went out of control on the icy road and entered the median. The driver's side impacted the guardrail, causing Cabanas and her passenger, 21-year-old Danielle Perkins from Offutt Air Force Base, to be injured. Both women were wearing their seatbelts. They were transported to the Bayonetta Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic for treatment. Three people were injured when a bus carrying passengers from Omaha to Des Moines was involved in an accident Thursday afternoon in Adair County. KCCI-TV in Des Moines reports a mega bus went out of control and crashed at around 12:25 p.m. near the Greenfield exit on eastbound Interstate 80. The bus's wheels became separated from the axle and the windshield was smashed. Two Megabus employees and two passengers were on the bus at the time of the crash. Stewart and Menlo rescue crews took three people to the hospital to be checked out. And at least one person suffered possible injuries during a three-vehicle accident Thursday morning in Atlantic. Officials of the police department said the crash occurred near the Turkey Creek Lodge on East 7th Street at around 10:37 a.m. No other details are available. Roadways in the area at midday Thursday were 100% snow covered. The Iowa DOT had reported that an accident closed the I-80 eastbound off-ramp to U.S. Highway 59 at Avoca as well, but no other details were available on that crash. An accident in Atlantic Wednesday morning was said to be caused by temporary sun blindness. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday Florence Hildebrand of Atlantic was traveling east on 5th Street at around 7:45 a.m. Wednesday when she was blinded by the sun. Hildebrand couldn't see a vehicle that was parked near the intersection with Hazel Street, and her vehicle ran into that parked car, which is registered to Maria Swope of Atlantic. The collision caused Swope's vehicle to be pushed into another parked car, registered to Alonda Marshall of Atlantic. Damage from the mishap amounted to $2,200. There were no injuries and no citations issued. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources are investigating the shooting of an eagle northwest of Woodbine in Harrison County. The DNR isn't sure whether the federally protected bird was shot in western Iowa or eastern Nebraska, and are uncertain when the incident happened, but it's believed the eagle was shot sometime Tuesday or early Wednesday. Authorities think an organized group of people are targeting the birds in an attempt to put them on the black market. Any Harrison County resident with information regarding the eagle shooting is encouraged to call the Turn-In Poachers or TIP hotline at 800-532-2020 or on the web log on to iowadnr.gov/tip. You may be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
And in the funeral announcements, Elsie Porsche, age 95, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Elsie Porsche will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lonnie Lewis Smith, age 68, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday at Northcrest Living Center in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lonnie Smith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Fire Station in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Catherine Booman Shomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Shomers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Laura Nungesser, age 91, of Meade, Nebraska, and formerly of the Adair County area, died Monday in Wahoo, Nebraska. Graveside services for Laura Nungesser will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marianne Earlmeyer, age 79, of Carroll and formerly of Templeton, died Wednesday at the St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Marianne Earlmeyer will be Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Muriel Joyce Freevert, age 83, of Audubon, died February 14th at the Friendship Home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Muriel Freevert will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Richard Dick Granger, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Dick Granger was cremated, and there will be no visitation or services, but condolences may be left at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic or on their website at hockenberryfamilycare.com. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.